Yeah, I thought Bill Withers might be an appropriate transitional device here at 720 WGN. John Landecker welcoming Jackie Richards, Executive Director of Fisher Outreach Group. Jackie, welcome to WGN this evening.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. I love this idea that you have and the name of the program called Adopt a Grandparent Holiday Program. So why don't you give me everything anybody would ever need to know, like the history and how it came to be and what happens and what's the process and how do we contribute, things like that.
All right. I can give it all to you. We started the programs after we lost my mom and dad unexpectedly about 4 months apart. And we were trying to find a way that we could honor their memory and stumbled into the knowledge that the number of senior citizens in our area that had no support system, no family close by, no friends, and were really pretty isolated and need help was brought to our table one Christmas. And we decided to restructure our nonprofit organization to focus solely on senior citizens who reside in low-income living facilities that don't have a support system. So we created a series of programs that run all year long, and we go into their facilities and service them. And this is their favorite program of the year.
I bet it is.
Little kids.
They are like little kids.
Yeah, they get to fill out a list for Santa of items that they need, that they can't afford. And we work with our amazing community to fill those wish lists and then go in and have a huge holiday celebration with them.
What area of Chicagoland do you cover?
We cover McHenry County.
Right.
In the northwest suburbs.
And the northwest suburbs. And how many years have you done the Adopt a Grandparent program?
This is our fifth year.
And how many grandparents do you usually get on Santa's list, so to speak?
We have 500 senior citizens.
Oh my.
And then we also do veterans and military families through the Veterans Assistance Commission.
Wow. That is very impressive, and you are to be complimented for that. But it's just that you take a look down on a piece of paper, and it says, the Adopt a Grandparent Holiday Program. That definitely has a ring to it, so to speak. So where do you get the funds the grandparents in the facilities make a list, just like they were a kid, of the things that they want that they can't afford, and then what happens?
Well, we are an all-volunteer nonprofit organization, so no one earns a salary or compensation for doing what we do,
right.
And we rely heavily on the community. So we have one annual sponsor. It's the Ness School of Crystal Lake, so money that they donate helps. We also have some amazing businesses that are donation collection locations, Associated Bank. We have 5 locations. We have Edward Jones in Harvard and Lake in the Hills, Dan Curran Law. But our main sponsor for this is the Rotary Club of Crystal Lake Dawnbreakers. They donate on average about $5,000 a year. Everything else, we create wish lists on Amazon, Walmart, and Target. And the community can go on those wish lists and say, oh, my grandma loved red slippers, and they'll buy that item for that senior, and it gets shipped to us, and Santa's elves get to work in, and that we're so blessed. That's how we have been able to do all of these programs. It is 80% community involvement and the love and kindness of our neighbors who care about these senior citizens and want them to know that they're not alone and forgotten, and that's the point of our program.
So say I was just to say I go on Amazon. How would I would I just fill in the Adopt a Grandparent program? Where you
could search Adopt a Grandparent, or if you go on our Facebook page or our website, which is FisherOutreachGroup.com, mm-hmm. all of the links are there to get to all of the different wish lists. And, of course, we do accept monetary donations. And because we're 100% volunteer, 100% of every penny that we raise goes right to our program.
I probably shouldn't have done this because it's really not professional, but that's never stopped me before. I'm typing as I'm speaking to see if I can find Adopt a Grandparent on Amazon. Yeah.
I think you have to go into the registry search.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll do that later.
Yeah.
Hold it. Wait a minute. Hold it. Hold them. Hold everything. No, that's something else about grandparents, and they called, but it's not what you're talking about. All right. I'm sorry. I diverted everybody's attention. I went for something. I fumbled the ball, and that's just the way it goes. So, but that doesn't detract from how great this program is, I got to say. And what about your websites and things of that nature where people can access more information about your organization?
Yeah, it's FisherOutreachGroup.com, and it's mm-hmm. FISHER, Outreach Group. And all of the information is there about all of our programs. We are in the middle of 4 programs right now. We do Thanksgiving meal boxes for veterans. We're doing a food drive for our low-income seniors because they're struggling with food insecurity, and a lot of our seniors can't even get to a food pantry. Mm. The Adopt-A-Grandparent holiday program just kicked off, and then we have a huge holiday display and food drive that runs from Thanksgiving through the end of December in Crystal Lake, Illinois.
Well, I have to say, considering what the current events and news stories have been like over the past few weeks, what you're doing is admirable, and I hope somebody's listening that decides, you know what, we're going to do that same type of thing in our area, because like you say, food pantries, can't get to the food pantries. I mean, yeah, I hear about it all the time these days.
It's real, and unfortunately, we have found that our elderly are seriously overlooked with a lot of things in the community. And after losing my parents the way we did, it was such a loss for not just me, but my kids and my grandchildren. And being able to reach out to seniors who feel alone and isolated and show them, hey, we see you, we care about you, and we're here to help you in any way. Sometimes just spending time with them is the best gift that we give them.
Yeah.
These little programs throughout the year really boost their emotional well-being and just remind them that they matter.
Absolutely, because loneliness has so many negative effects on anybody, and I'm not sure, but I would think it's even magnified with an elderly person who has lost loved ones, as you said, over the course of their lifetime. And here comes a helping hand. So congratulations on that. Do we need to know anything else that I didn't ask you about?
I don't think so. We've got the website, our Facebook page is Fisher Outreach Group, nonprofit organization. I think the fact that we're 100% volunteer speaks volumes. It was the way that I wanted my nonprofit organization to be. I really wanted people to care and be in it because their heart was in the right place and not for a paycheck. So I think that's just something that kind of sets us apart a little bit and makes everything that we do even more special. And again, we do programs all year long. This is just their favorite program.
I bet it is. Thank you so much for being with us, Jackie, and keep doing your good work.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on.